感谢主，今天我们有一个特别的讲员啊，Dr. Osborne。我认识这位神学院的教授是原牧师跟 Major 哈、啊、都同样的认识，他们有介绍，所以我就靠着神的恩典去邀请那Dr. Osborne 就答应了。我想简单的介绍一下子。那 Dr. Osborne 的话，他在1960年的时候，他是在 Mississippi 那边那个州，在服侍那边的教会，还有学校。那当他要去联合那些学校的时候，会有很多的冲突，很多的不便。但是呢，神就给他恩典，让他能够把那些的学校都可以融合起来。那通过这样的一个学习的时候呢 ，Dr. Osborne 就在这方面比较强了。所以呢，在后期的话，他就特别帮助一些的组织啊，一些的教会，甚至家庭，他们面对一些的冲突这一方面，他有特别的那些帮助。后来他就来到 Denver， 那来到 Denver 的时候呢，就在我们的 Denver 神学院里面任职教授。那他也是有在 Florida。或者是在新西兰那边有他一些的 ministry 的一些的 program， 那他现在就是特别是在丹佛神学院里面的基督教领袖这一个课程里面，他是做资深的教授。好，介绍就大概到这边，那我把时间交给 Dr. Osborne。
Good morning.
大家早。
It is a privilege to be with you. I'm glad that Chiang recommended me to you. I directed the Doctor of Ministry program from which he graduated, and I consider him and Karshan as friends.
是一个荣幸，我们可以我可以跟你们在一起。那是很高兴的话，就是袁牧师袁奇恩，他有把我推荐给我你们教会。那我也是在他的博士的这个课程里面在给他做指导，我是跟袁牧师跟嘉山就是师母是一个非常好的朋友。
On this Thanksgiving Sunday, I want to focus upon showing our thanks to God for the gift of his son. There is no greater way to show how thankful we are than by imitating Jesus. The three ways to be like Jesus that I will focus upon are loving like Jesus,serving like Jesus, and including others in his family, which is why he came to earth.
所以在这个礼拜天，这个感恩节的主日的话呢，我就想特别集中我们去看到神给我们他那儿子那个恩赐是那样何等样的美好。那有什么比更加好的，就是我们去效仿主耶稣他的爱。主耶稣他的服侍的心，跟主耶稣他怎么样接受这些的罪人，他来到世上的原因。
In preparing to speak today, I read about some of the significant contributions that the Chinese have made to the development of the United States, in spite of huge hardships they had to endure. Thank you.
就在准备今天的信息的时候呢，我就特别去看了一些。历史发觉到原来中国人对美国整个的发展的贡献有这么样的大，虽然我们面对很多很多 巨大的艰难，但是呢我们对这个国家有很多的见识，所以他特别讲说谢谢。
I received my DNA results recently and learned that I'm about 1% Oriental, so I may be a long lost cousin. So hi family.
所以今天呢，他就讲到说他在DNA 的那个检查那个结果出现了，就说他有1%是东方的血统，所以我们可能是在有血缘的亲戚关系，所以说family 大家好。
I want to begin by talking about a relative we all have in common, Adam in the Garden of Eden. Our problems began with him.
所以今天呢，我就特别想跟大家讲到，我们有共同的一个亲戚， 这个亲戚呢，就是在伊甸园的亚当。那我们的问题也是从他而来。
After Adam sinned, he hid from God. When God asked him why he was hiding, Adam replied, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. Then God asked Adam a strange question. Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?
所以当亚当他犯了罪，那他就躲藏起来。那神就问他说，你为什么要躲藏啊？那亚当他就说，我在院中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身肉体，我便藏起来了。那神就说，谁告诉你赤身肉体呢？莫非你吃了我所吩咐你不可以吃那树上的果子吗？
Isn't that an unusual question? Why would realizing he was naked indicate that Adam had sinned? Because sin is self-centered. For the first time, Adam was concerned about himself. He had been created for others to help them. When everyone focuses upon others, everyone is cared for. That's how God created Adam. God wants everyone to be cared for. Adam's sin changed that.
你们会不会觉得这个问题很奇怪？为什么他赤身肉体会代表说他有犯罪呢？因为罪本身就是一个以我为中心的。那当亚当他是开始看到他自己而没有看到其他人的时候呢，他就神创造他的时候是要他去帮助其他的人。那每个人如果是看到其他人的需要的时候呢，那每个人都可以被照顾到。这个是神他为什么要创造亚当。神希望每个人都能够被照顾上，但是亚当的罪把这一切都改变了。
After sinning, Adam turned on Eve. The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it. It's her fault, not mine.Adam was fully self-centered. Eve could no longer depend upon Adam. It wasn't a good day for their relationship.
所以在犯罪了之后呢，亚当就开始去赖他的配偶夏娃。他就说，那个人说，你所赐给我的与我同居那个女人，她把树上的果子给我，我就吃了。这是她的错，不是我。亚当完全以自己为中心。夏娃在这个时候就不能够再依赖亚当，他们的关系从这一开始就破裂了。
God wants people to be concerned about others. When everyone is just concerned about themselves, there is no one to help anyone. If everyone comes to church to get, no one gets because there is no one there to give. But when everyone comes to give, everyone gets.It is impossible to talk to anyone without getting. But many people have learned to go to church to get. If they don't get, they go to another church or just stop attending. They think the problem is the church.
神他希望人是能够去关心其他的人，让大家关心自己的时候就没有可以帮助的人。如果每个人来到教会是只是想要得到而不是去给的时候，当如果我们每一个人都去给的时候，那每个人都可以得到。没有在任何一个人他说我是不想去给的，但是当我们去到教会的时候，我们是学习说我们每个人都是要拿掉去拿的时候，那这个没有人可以拿到。当我们去到教会有这样的一个心态的时候，每个事情我们要得到的得不到，那我就说我换另外一个教会，因为教会本身是不好的。
If we followed what God intends, we would all be concerned about others. If we knew that everyone was concerned about us and had our best interest at heart, that would change everything. Jesus is our example. He came for others. He lived and died for you.And me.
所以神他原先的心意是希望我们能够按照他
去关心其他的人。如果每一个人去关心我们自己的话，而不去理其他人，那我们这些关心，这个爱就没办法可以流露得到。但是耶稣基督他就给我们这样的一个榜样，他来到世上去找你跟我，他是为你跟我而死的。
But we focus upon ourselves and our needs. The problem we must solve is this. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. We are self-centered, but think that's all right because everyone else is self-centered. The only difference is a matter of degree. Some are more self-centered than others.
很多时候我们在关注我们自己本身或者是我们的需要，那这些的问题我们一定要去解决。很多时候我们在看事情的时候，我们没办法看到这个事情的本身，而是我们只是看到我们自己所需要的这个本身。这个就是我们自我为中心。而很多时候当我们去思想的时候，因为我们自己本身是以自我为中心的时候，我们觉得这些都是对的，但是我们看到很多东西不是这个样子，那很多只是那个差别是在一个程度上，就是说你跟我自我为中心的程度有多少，有些人更加自私，有些人相对没有那么自私。
As Christians, we need to understand the problem of self-centeredness that we face. If we don't understand the problem, we can't solve it. How long do we have to work on what is not the problem before we solve the problem? We never solve it.
我们基督徒的话，我们需要知道到底这个自我为中心这个问题存在性，我们要去面对。那如果我们根本不知道我们这个问题存在的时候，我们怎么样能够去解决呢？很多时候我们花了很长的时间去做一些我们不是那个真正实际上的问题，那我们如果是这样去尝试去解决的话，我们就永远没办法去解决这个真正的问题。
The problem again is this. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. Jesus talked about this problem. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them. Jesus said that the problem is our heart. It affects how we see things.
所以我们刚才所提到这个问题本身，就是说当我们去看的时候，我们只是去看我们想要去看的东西，而不是这个东西本身的那个实际上的东西。那很多时候在我们的，就好像圣经里面所提到，特别在马太福音十三章十五节这里面讲了说，因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛关闭，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。耶稣说我们的问题是我们自己的心，它会影响到我们怎么样去看待事情。
Here is an example of seeing things as we are. A policeman was driving down the road. As he passed a woman, she shouted, "Pig!" The policeman angrily shouted back, "Sow, a female pig." Then he drove around the curve and hit the biggest pig he ever saw. Because policemen are sometimes called a pig, he thought the woman was calling him a pig, but she wasn't. He did not hear her call him a pig. He heard her holler, "Pig!" He added to it that she called him a pig.
所以让我给一个例子给大家，让大家明白到我们刚才所提到这个问题是怎么样子。就有一次有一个警察，他就在开车的时候，在路上开车，完之后呢，他就看到一个女人，哎，结果这个女人大叫，他说猪。哦，这个警察一听了之后，他就说母猪。所以就是这个样子，那他就在开转一个弯，嘿，他就果然看到一个真正一个很大很大的一个猪，所以呢，他突然间就想到说， 哦，原来这个女人她只是看到那个猪，她叫那个猪，而不是在叫我。但是因为她心里面想到说，这个女的她叫那个猪，原来 是在叫她，所以她就把这个自我为中心的东西给放进去了。
However, a farmer would not make that assumption because farmers are not called pigs. The policeman and the farmer would each see things differently because they have different pasts.
如果在这个例子里面不是那个警察而是那个农夫的话呢，这事情可能不会发生，因为很多人会叫警察是猪，但是呢不会叫农夫是猪，所以警察跟农夫他们都有一些不同的看法，因为他们有不一样的过去。
Here is another example. A woman came to me and said she could not relate to God as her father. She had a father who was mean and abusive. For her to think of God as her father made her think of him as mean and abusive. Her past experience affected how she saw God.
让我用另外一个例子来讲，有一个女人，她就来到我这边，她就说，我真的没办法把神看待就是好像我的父亲，我的天父。她有一个父亲，她是非常的不好，虐待跟吝啬的一个父亲，所以当她每次去想到神是她的天父的时候，她就会把这个天父想到说是一个这么样的一个卑鄙，这么样的一个不好的一个父亲，这就影响到他看待天父的形象。
The question we need to answer is this: How can we overcome self-centeredness that makes us think that the way we see things is the way things are? How can we see people as they actually are?
所以我们今天要问我们自己这样的一个问题了。我们怎么样能够克服这个自我为中心的这个问题呢？我们怎么样能够看事情的时候是看到这个事情的真实的一面，而不是看到我们认为这个事情是怎么样？
Seeing people as they actually are is made more difficult because people do not always act consistent with what they are in their heart. When it comes to love, there are four possibilities. First,People can be loving in their heart and show that love by serving in loving ways. That is the best. Two, people can love in their heart, people without love in their heart can pretend to love by doing loving acts to deceive us. Three, some people don't love, and it is clear by their actions that they don't love. Four,Some people who have love in their heart are inept at showing that love. They don't know how to act lovingly. They can look like people who don't love. They just need to learn how to love well.
好，让我从另外一个角度去跟大家分享。因为很多时候我们人的话，我们内心在想什么东西，但是我们表达的时候有的时候是不一样的。所以在这种情况之下，我们根本没办法去看到那个人的一个真实性。那我们可以把这一方面可以分成四个可能性。第一个可能性的话，就是说他这个人他真的是有一个爱心，他也是用爱的方法去表现出来，这是最好的。但是有另外一种的话呢，他是没有爱心，他只是通过一些爱的行为去欺骗你跟我。第三个的话，就是这些人他们根本就不爱，他们很清楚从他们行为里面表现他们就没有爱心。还有第四个的话呢，就是他们只是不懂得怎么样去表达他们的爱心，他们不晓得怎么样去做，但是如果得到一些的帮助，得到一些训练的话呢，他们会学习怎么样去爱。
Because of these different possibilities, we often perceive people wrongly, even those in our own family. We can think they are loving when they're notAnd we can think that they are not loving when they are. A lot of the problems come from our own past that cause us to see things in a certain way. We think with our memory. What we have in our mind is all we have to think with. The policeman had the memory of being called a pig. We see things as we are.
所以因为有这么多刚才所讲的四种不一样的那个可能性哈，所以当我们去 观察人的时候，很多时候我们都可能会错，甚至是在我们的家庭里面，我们常常以为这个是有爱心的，结果他不是。很多时候我们以为他没有爱心的，其实他真的是有爱心。这些的问题都是影响，因为我们过去的经历的时候，就影响到我们将来怎么样看待一些的事情。我们去思想的时候，是通过我们的记忆力，通过我们的头脑，很多时候这个就歪曲了一些的事实。就好像这个警察，他本身通过他的记忆力说，很多人叫警察叫猪，所以呢，当那个女人一讲到他猪的时候呢，他就已经先入为进。
Our past experience affects how we react to what others say and do. For instance, a husband went home and said, "Why don't we go out and have a good meal tonight?" His wife burst into tears. What she heard was this, "I don't want one of your meals tonight. I want a good meal." She heard that because her mother always criticized her cooking, but her husband loved her cooking and just wanted to give her a break from preparing a meal.
所以让我用另外一个例子来跟大家去分享。有这个例子就是说，有一个先生，他就回到家里面，就看到太太，他就说，好，我们出去吃东西吧。但是这个太太一下子听了之后就哭起来了。那个先生就说莫名其妙，为什么这个样子？因为这个太太以前她的妈妈就常常说，你呀，煮东西煮得好难吃。所以呢，这个太太就心里面就想说，哦，原来这个先生嫌弃他所煮的东西。其实不是这个样子，这个先生是疼太太，他希望能够给太太有个休息的时间，一起出去吃东西。
Seeing things as they are requires listening. Stephen Covey tells the story of a man who said to him, "I don't understand my son. He won't listen to me." Covey asked, "Would you say that again?" He replied, "I don't understand my son. He won't listen to me." Covey responded, "I thought you understood others by listening to them."
所以很多时候，当我们要去看事情的真实性的时候，我们要去学习聆听。就是 Stephen Covey 他就跟我们讲了一个故事，这故事里面就讲到一个父亲，他就常在那边说，我的儿子啊，我真的不明白，他都不听我的话。那 Covey 就问了说，你可不可以再讲一遍你刚才所讲的？他就说，我真的不明白我的儿子，他不听我的话。那 Covey 他就才讲说，哎，如果你想要去明白到人家的话，你首先应该要去聆听他们。
The scriptures tell us to answer before listening, that is folly and shame, Proverbs 18:11. We don't really understand until we listen. Covey tells of a Sunday morning when he was in New York City. He was riding on the subway. A man entered with children who were wild and disruptive, yelling, throwing things, and grabbing people's papers. The father, with his eyes closed, paid no attention. Finally, Stephen suggested to him that he control his children a little more. The man acknowledged that he should do something and then said that they had just come from the hospital where his wife, their mother, had died an hour ago. Everything changed because Covey and the other passengers understood what was happening. They started to help the children and support the father.
那我们在圣经里面，特别在箴言十八章十三节这样子说，未曾听完先回答的便是他的愚昧和羞辱，直到我们听见我们才能够真正的明白。那 Covey 呢，他就特别举了一个例子，在一个礼拜天的上午，他就去骑那个去那个地铁站那边，有一个男人他就带了几个孩子，这个孩子里面哇，又吵又叫，又扔东西，又抓人家的文件。那个父亲他就闭着眼睛就不说话。那这个 Covey 他就跑过来说，哎，先生啊，你要不要去管一管你的孩子啊？这个男人就承认他应该要做一点事情。完之后他就说出来，哦，原来这个男人的妻子，他们的这个、孩子的母亲刚刚在医院过世了。这一切都改变了，所以这些孩子才有这一样的一个反应，就是因为 Covey 跟这些乘客，他们能够虚心的去问这些的问题的时候，他们才 会能够晓得怎么样去帮助这个孩子和支持这个父亲。
We must listen to understand. When we don't listen, it is because we think we already understand. But research indicates that we are wrong at least half the time. We add to what we see, just as the policeman added the motive that the woman was calling him a pig, and the wife added that her husband was criticizing her cooking. They were being self-centered like Adam because they thought they understood without asking to clarify whether they actually understood.
所以在地方我们要很清楚明白到说我们需要去聆听才能够明白，很多时候我们就先入为主的时候呢，反而导致很多的不好的东西。在一些的研究里面所调查出来，一半以上的时间我们所看的东西都是错的。这个增加了当我们所看到的时候，譬如说刚才所举的一个例子，这个警察或者是这个女人，他们这个女人叫猪的这个动机的时候，这个警察先入为主就把这个事情看的是坏的，或者这个妻子她就听到这个先生这样子说的时候，她就认为这个先生在批评她所煮的东西，就好像亚当一样，我们已经进入到一个自我为中心，因为他们认为他们的理解不需要再更多的倾听，他们知道真相。
But what causes people to ask? We ask when we love. We care about people and want to make certain that we understand. To see things as they are, we need to commit ourselves to obeying the three primary biblical values.
那你会说，那我们为什么要去问呢？我们，当我们问的时候，是因为我们真的是里面有爱，我们是关怀到这些人，我们需要能够明白，能够了解，那怎么样能够让我们可以在整个事情里面是可以做的正确呢？我们就有从圣经里面看到有三个主要的一个观点。
The three primary biblical values are loving, serving, and including. They are all found in John 3:16.For God so loved the world, loving, that he gave his one and only Son, serving, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life, including. God loves us, and Jesus' purpose was to serve us in order to include us. He served us by dying for us, and he is preparing a place for us so we can be included where he is. That's John 14:2-3. Let's look at each one.
所以我们在圣经里面有三个主要的一个原则，第一个就是爱，第二个就是服侍，第三个就是接纳。那在约翰福音3:16，我们刚才已经读过了，因为神爱世人，这个是爱，所以他给了我们唯一一个儿子，这个是服侍，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这个是一个接纳。上帝爱我们，耶稣的旨意是要我们去服侍。为了接纳我们，他为我们死，为我们活。他在预备一个地方，要把我们接纳到他的那个天父那边。让我们这三点再继续的看下去。
Since loving is the greatest command, everything else is subordinate to loving. That means that if we say or do anything that is not loving, it is impossible to be right, no matter how right we may be on the truth we are asserting. That's because while we are asserting a subordinate truth, we are breaking the greatest command. Because we are breaking the greatest command, we are more wrong then we're right. We can never be right when we are not loving.
在圣经里面也是提到很重要的，爱是最大的那个命令。 其他的都是在爱的下面。这也是意味着说，我们做什么事情，如果是没有爱的话呢，我们在做的事情上不会讨到神的喜悦。是因为这个样子，有些人在讲说 OK， 我是按照这个是圣经的教导，但是我在服事上面，如果我们没有爱的话呢，我们的错是多于我们的对。
Love is the opposite of self-centeredness. Self-centeredness thinks about me. Paul wrote that love is not self-serving. Love thinks about others. Self-centeredness takes. Loving gives. Self-centeredness notices what is good for me. Loving notices what is good for others.
爱是刚好跟自我为中心是一个对立的。很多时候就好像保罗他在哥林多前书里面这边讲说，不要求自己的益处。当我们爱别人的话，我们就不会那么样的自我为中心。爱是付出而不是拿到。当我们自我为中心的时候，我们特别要小心到说，这个对我们到底有些怎么样的好处。我们的重点是应该说，到底这个事情对其他人有什么好处。
Loving makes people feel safe so they can be themselves with us and feel that they can share what they are thinking rather than only sharing what they think it is safe to share. A loving relationship is expressed in the words of Dinah Craik, which she wrote 150 years ago. Oh, the comfort, the inexpressible comfort of feeling safe with a person, having neither to weigh thoughts nor measure words, but pour them all right out, just as they are, chaff and grain together, certain that a faithful hand will take and sift them, keep what is worth keeping, and with a breath of kindness, blow the rest away. When people feel safe, it helps us to see them as they are. They must feel loved to feel safe.
好，下一点我们想要讲的是，爱的话，它会让我们感觉是有一个安全感。那当我们跟其他人在一起的时候，当我们想要去分享一些的东西，那如果我们是有爱的话呢，我们就不会有保留。但是如果我们没有爱的时候呢，我们就会顾忌到说，到底我讲这个东西有没有得罪到谁谁谁，我们是不是要讲一些东西讨其他人的，而不是发自内心去分享我们自己的一个。那在这个地方的话呢，讲员他特别就用到Dana Craig， 他在150年前他写了这一个，就是我尝试去翻译不容易，就是说哦，舒服这一个有点像那个诗那样子哈，他就感觉到说，舒适是一个没办法想象一个很好的一个状态，让我感觉到很舒心、很安全。我不会去衡量我要去讲些什么东西，我也不会数说我要特别讲些什么样的词语把它暴露出来，我就把它这样子，我思想什么东西，我就讲出来，好像谷物跟粮食在一起一样子。我是把它的真实、把它确信给拿出来，我会采取或者是选择我要讲的哪些东西，哪些东西我要去保留，这些都是带着有一些善意的气息，其他的东西我就可以很随意的把它删去。
Loving can be hard, particularly with some people. So God helps us to love. Paul tells us in Romans 5:5 that God pours his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. But there is a problem with that. Love is in our heart. No one can see it in us. For love to be seen, we must serve others. Serving makes love visible.
爱本身是一个很不容易去做的事情，特别在一些的人身上的话，这个更加的难。所以神呢，要帮助我们学习怎么样去爱。保罗他在罗马书5:5这样子跟我们讲说，神借着圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。但是有个问题，爱在我们的心中，如果没有人看到的话，为了要看到的爱的话，我们是要通过我们去服侍别人， 让这个爱可以彰显出来。
Jesus said that the greatest among you will be your servant, Matthew 23:11. The reason the servant is the greatest is because serving is how we obey the command to love. Without serving, love can't be seen. Oscar Hammerstein said it well. A bell is no bell till you ring it. A song is no song till you sing it. And love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away.
耶稣他在马太福音里面有这样子讲说，你们中间谁伟大的就要做你们的佣人。佣人最大的原因是因为我们在服侍其他人，这也是神给我们爱最大的这个命令。如果我们没有去服侍的话，我们没有办法把这个爱彰显出来。就好像有一个著名的人，他叫 Oscar Hammerstein， 他在二世纪的时候 他有这样子讲说，一个铃铛如果你不把它敲的话呢，他不想你就不晓得，或者是一首歌你不唱的话呢，你也不晓得这一首歌。这个爱是在你的心里面，它在这个里面的时候，如果你不把它彰显出来的时候的话呢，人家也不晓得这个爱。
Because we can't see love in the heart of each other, we must decide whether or not others are loving by watching what they say and do. We askAre they doing loving acts because they love or because they are pretending? Is their failure to act lovingly because they do not love or because in their past they did not learn how to act lovingly? Are they just bad at acting lovingly? In the short term, these questions are hard to answer. It can take time to learn what is actually in another person's heart. It takes time to be certain.So we must be gracious until the motives of others become clear.
所以，当我们看不到彼此相爱的时候，我们怎么样能够通过对方的言语来去决定到底对方或者他人他是否去爱？那我们就会问这个问题，就是说，他们是不是因为爱，还是他们在假装的去做这些爱的行为呢？或者他们会问说，诶，他们没有爱，因为他们不爱，或者是他们没有学会怎么样去把他们的爱心表达出来，他们只是不善于去在形式上去表达他们的爱。很多时候在很短的一个时间之内，我们没办法能够确定看到这个爱的彰显本身的本质。当我们学习一些人他内心所表达的话呢，是需要时间，需要时间来去确定。当我们一定要去好好的善待人的话呢，人家就会看到我们的动机。
Paul wrote, Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Colossians 4:6. We should always be gracious in the way we think and act toward others.If we learn that they did, that what they did came from bad motives, we can confront them and help them once we know the truth.
所以保罗他在哥罗西书四章里面他这样子说，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道怎样回答个人。我们应该怎么样去对待人的方式、思考或者是行为？如果我们知道我们所做的是有一些不良的动机的话，当我们一旦知道这个真相的时候，我们要去学习怎么样去帮助对方去改正。
Loving by serving has a purpose to include. We serve others to include them. We serve because we love them.And love desires a relationship. When we love someone, we want a relationship with them. We want to include them in our lives. Including others often requires forgiveness.
所以爱的这个服侍本身有一个目的，就是我们要去接纳。我们为其他人提供一些服务的时候，或者是一些服侍这些人的时候，我们也是尝试去跟对方建立一个关系，这种关系是有一个爱在里面。 当然如果我们愿意跟对方建立这个关系的时候，我们一定要在生活上去接纳他们。接纳他们的时候，我们要需要学习怎么样去 forgive， 就是饶恕。
Forgiveness means to relieve or release. That is the meaning of the Greek word. We release hate and ill will toward others because we want a relationship with them. Paul wrote in Colossians 3:13 that we should forgive as the Lord forgave us. That forgiveness was offered even before we sinned. Romans 5:8-10 state, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son.
所以在原文哈，那个宽恕本身也是意味着我们会把它释放出来。我们释放别人的仇恨或者是对别人的一些的仇恨或者是一些的恶意的时候，这也是让我们可以跟对方建立一个关系。保罗他在哥罗西书三章里面也写到说，我们应该要去原谅，因为主原谅了我们，他饶恕了我们。这个饶恕甚至是我们犯罪之前已经给了我们。那在罗马书在五章八到八节跟十节里面也是这样说，神在这里显明他自己的爱，当我们还是在罪人的时候，基督为我们而死，而当我们在神的仇敌时，我们通过他儿子的死与他和好。
Because love longs for a relationship, love missing one.
Love offers.
To reconcile. There's a purpose, I think, the next one. No, we skipped that one. Okay. Because love longs for a relationship, love offers forgiveness in order to reconcile and have a relationship with those who have sinned against us. Since we are to love our enemies, Luke 6:27-28, we offer them forgiveness. For anyone to access this forgiveness, they must repent and confess. Repentance is a change of the mind. The person who repents now knows that what was done was wrong and says so. It also means that the person will now work to act differently in the future. A new relationship is now possible. It is only when we love and forgive that it is safe for them to approach us for reconciliation.
因为我们在爱里面，我们是渴望有一个关系。那这个爱所提供的这个饶恕，也是让我们可以跟一些得罪我们的人可以有和解，可以继续有相处。所以我们去爱，在路加福音第六章里面也提到说，我们要去爱我们的敌人。我们就是饶恕他们，对这些人得到一些的宽恕，也是让他们必须能够承认他们有做不好，而且他们悔改。他们如果有这样的悔改的心的话呢，在整个的事情上就有很大的一个改变。一个悔改的人呢，他知道他自己做错了，他这意味着他将来所做的事情就跟以前不一样。当他有这个不一样的时候呢，新的关系就可能诞生。当我们去用爱去原谅的时候呢，我们就可以接纳这些的人在我们的生命当中。
When with God's help we love and serve, the goal is to include everyone possible, include them with God and with us. Paul wrote, "All this is from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ." And gave us the ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5:18.
所以在神的帮助当中的话，我们就去爱，我们也去服侍。那当我们在整个的过程里面，希望这个目标就是说，我们去接纳每一个人，每一个人是神所爱的， 保罗他也是在哥林多书里面这样子有讲到，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
It is God's work of reconciliation that we are called to do. It can be hard, but God can enable us to do it. I am moved by the testimony of Corrie Ten Boom's forgiveness, which can be heard on the internet. She and her sister Betsy were in a German concentration camp during World War II. Betsy died there. After the war, Corrie spoke all over the world. She told everyone that we must forgive. Corrie also forgave, but once it was more than she could do without God's help. Here is how she related that occasion.
我们被召是要与神和好，要这样做的话本身是非常困难的，但是神他可以使我们可以做到这一点。那我们就用到这个 Corrie Ten Boom 他的这个描述，这一个article 或者这个所讲的，你们可以在互联网里面也可以找到，它里面所讲到的让我非常的感动，就是在第二次世界大战的时候，那他跟他姐姐 Betsy 呢就在德国的集中营里面，那他的姐姐 Betsy 就在那个时候死掉了。战后的时候呢，那个 Curry 他在全世界开始发表他的那个演讲，他告诉大家我们必须要原谅 Corrie， 他自己本身已经原谅了，但是如果我们没有上帝的帮助的话呢，我们没办法可以做到这一切，神他可以帮助我们，让我们可以与人和好。
It was some time ago that I was in Berlin, and there came a man to me and said, Ah, Miss Boom, I am glad to see you. Don't you know me?
就前一段时间的话呢，我在柏林，德国的柏林里面，有一个男人，他就跑过来说，Hey, Boom 小姐，很高兴看到你，你认不认识我啊？
Suddenly, I saw that man. That was one of the most cruel overseers, guards in concentration camp. And the man said, I am now a Christian. I found the Lord Jesus and I read my Bible and I know there is forgiveness for all the sins of the whole world, also for my sins. I have forgiveness for the cruelties I have done. But then I have asked God's grace for an opportunity that I could ask one of my very victims forgiveness. And Fräulein Ten Boom, once and you're forgiven. Will you forgive me?
突然之间我在那边看到一个，从我的角度来讲是一个最残忍的一个监工，他是在集中营里面做那个守卫的之一，那个人他说，我现在已经是基督徒了，我已经找到耶稣，我也读了圣经，我知道全世界里面所有的罪都可以被饶恕的，因为我这个罪业我是做了很多很不好的东西，我就求上帝给我这样的一个机会，让我能够找到一些我以前所伤害过的人，求他们原谅我。
And I could not. I remember the suffering of my dying sister Betsy through him. But when I saw that I could not forgive, suddenly I knew I myself had no forgiveness. Do you know that Jesus said that? When you do not forgive those who sin against you, my heavenly Father will not forgive you your sins. And I knew I was not ready for Jesus to come real quick because I have no forgiveness for my sins. But I was not able. I could not. I could only hate him.
但是我就对自己说，我真的是没办法。我一看到他，我就想到那个我的那个姐姐 Betsy， 她在集中营那边死是因为这个人的缘故，我没办法去饶恕，所以突然之间我就看到我自己没办法去做饶恕的。在圣经马太福音里面神这样子说，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也不饶恕你们的过犯。而我知道耶稣他很快再回到我们当中，但是我真的是没有这个 力量，我不能够，我只能够恨他。
And then I took one of those beautiful texts, one of these boundless resources, Romans 5:5. The love of God is shed abroad into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given to us. And I said, thank you, Jesus, that you have brought into my heart God's love through the Holy Spirit who is given to me. And thank you, Father, that your love is stronger than my hatred and unforgiveness.
突然之间有一个经文一下子进入到的脑海里面，这个就是在罗马书第五章所提到的，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。我就说谢谢耶稣借着赐给我的圣灵将我的心带入到神的爱里面，谢谢我们的天父，你的爱比我的仇恨和饶恕更加的强。
That same moment I was free and I could say, brother, give me your hand, and I shook hands with him, and it was as if I felt God's love stream through my armsYou've never touched so the ocean of God's love as that you forgive your enemies.
就在那一刻我就感觉到完全的释放，完全的自由，所以我就说了，嘿，兄弟，你把手拿给我，完了之后就跟他握手，完了之后这个感受就是那个神的爱一下子进入到我的内心里面，就好像那个海洋那样子围绕我们，让我可以真正的原谅我的敌人。
Can you forgive? Corey asked. No, I can't either, but he can.
所以这里面就讲说，嘿 ，Corey 他在问了，你能够原谅，你能够饶恕吗？他说，不行，我不可以，但是神可以。
We need to ask ourselves: Is there anyone in my life I can't love?Is there anyone I am not willing to serve? Is there anyone I want to avoid? God will help us to become like Him in His loving, serving, and including if we ask Him. Will you ask Him to help you?
我们这个时候就要需要问我们自己，在我们的生命当中，有没有一些我们没办法去爱的，有没有我们不愿意去服侍的呢？有没有一些人我们看到就想要躲避的呢？如果我们问的时候，上帝会让他，让我们可以有爱这个人的心，让我们有这个力量去服侍，去接纳，去帮助这些的人。
Pray with me.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father, thank you that you loved us. Thank you that you have served us through the sacrifice of Jesus.So we could be included with you, adopted into your family. Help us to love with your love, to serve with your strength, and long to include everyone possible to join us in your family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
亲爱的父神，谢谢你爱我们，谢谢你通过主耶稣基督的牺牲为我们服侍，所以我们可以被接纳到你的身边，被接纳到你的家庭。帮助我们学习你的爱，给我们有力量学习去服侍，并且愿意让每一个人都可以进入到主你自己的家庭。我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。